I'm Bill Clayton, and I'm the resource chief and archaeologist at Grand Portage National Monument. I'm constantly doing archaeological research here and conducting archaeological research, testing sites, trying to figure out what they're made of and evaluate them for see how significant they are. You know, we're a small park, 710 acres, but there's just a huge concentration of archaeological resources here, and we don't know. We pretty much only know the fur trade era stuff, but we've got 300 years of Ojibwa occupation in our park. We basically have a section of the park that's the core of the Grand Portage Village, the original, the historic core of the village, and we don't know much about it archaeologically. There's been a lot of excavation going on, and it's just been in recent years, I think the last 15 years or so, when we've been actually trying to piece it together. We have this Ojibwa village site, and it's been looked at a little bit, but not in any great degree. We don't know what we have there, so we're going to be actually launching a new project, pretty long-term project, where we're going to assess what's going on there as far as the site and figuring out ways to interpret it and protect it more. You know, the Northwest Company was operating 20-some years here, and the Ojibwa village was here for 300 years. I mean, it's one of the important stories of this area, if not the important story of this area. So we got to look at that a little bit closer. The early archaeologists would be, you know, excavating, and again, a fur trade site, and they would run into a prehistoric site, and they would just sort of mention it. And I mean, they'd certainly get excited about it, but it was just sort of mentioned and then put in the report, and nobody's gone back and looked at it. So we're doing that too. We're looking into the prehistoric, and we're finding out there's a pretty long story of prehistoric occupations in the bay as well. We're not seeing really big groups, but they're moving in and out of here. I don't know how to put it. It's always been a travel route. People are coming and going. They're coming through here to get, you know, out to Isle Royale to get copper, and they're going back into the hinterlands to their hunting grounds or fishing grounds or whatever. But they're moving through here, you know, all the time. It's thousands of years of movement, and we're actually getting artifacts in the prehistoric sites that are coming from, believe it or not, way up in the northern and western part of the Great Plains. So we're seeing groups moving continent-wide 2,000 years ago, and they're coming to the bay here. And the presumption is, if you look at these western sites, there's always a little bit of copper in them. So the presumption is they're coming here to go to Isle Royale and quarry copper, bring it back for trade or make tools. If you go back to, you know, 10,000, 9,000 years ago, you're talking about Pleistocene, you're at the end of the Ice Age, you know, you're talking about a pretty harsh environment. But they, you know, they adapted and they made it their home. You know, they stayed. They were here. Archaeology, it's forensics. It's CSI. I mean, it's except for instead of crime scene, and it's campsite investigation. You know, it's just 2,000-year-old campsite, 4,000-year-old campsite. You're slowly excavating the soil. We do it in 1 meter units, and we excavate them real meticulously with trowels. And eventually, down the road, when you throw the whole thing together, and you start to get some patterning of, you know, what the site looked like, or at least artifact patterning and it's that association. It's, again, it's CSI. It's like a crime scene. You know, you've got the, you know, blood splatter in one room, and you've got the candlestick in the other room, and you know, the broken mirror, and the crime scene investigator puts all that together and tries to reconstruct what the crime was. Well, it's the same thing. We're just trying to do it with, again, 4,000-year time period. So it's real meticulous, and it's just, you know, it's literally hours and hours and hours hanging your head over a 1 by 1 meter square unit, excavating it, running to the screen, sifting your soils, just constantly filling out the data sheets and fighting off the mosquitoes and the black flies and the deer flies this year. But So it's, yeah, it's a lot of that, and it's just being out there, you know, 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, and then either hiking back or camping. There's just been uncountable numbers of Native American cultures that have made northeastern Minnesota, the Boundary Waters, Isle Royal, their home, or their, you know, hunting grounds, or their resource extraction, you know, areas, and it's just gone on. There's just, it's not pristine. It's been, I mean, these are beautiful wilderness areas in their own right, but there's, I think that the big message that we really like to get across is there's just been this long human history. It doesn't start with you know, European explorers. It started 10,000 years ago, and so there's just been intense use and 10,000 years of being somebody's home.
Behind the Work is a production of WTIP North Shore Community Radio in Grand Marais, Minnesota. This series is dedicated to exploring people's lives, what they do to get by, and the contributions people make to the community. This edition features archaeologist Bill Clayton of Grand Portage National Monument. For WTIP, I'm Kara Thomas.